said,
"Hey, that's him! That's Rinso, the bush ranger!" someone yelled, pointing.
"He wasn't bushes, he was just a sheep." Rincewind wondered who'd said that and realised it was him. And there was no escape, and the watchmen were looking up at him, and there was really no escape. The street was packed. There was another fight further up the procession. There were no nearby alleyways, the fugitive's friend. And the watchmen were fighting their way through the throng with great difficulty, and the crowd were having the time of their lives, and the huge kangaroo beer sign gleamed overhead. This was it, then. Time for a famous last stand. "What?" he said aloud. "It's never time for a famous last stand." He turned to Letitia. "I should just like to thank you for trying to help me," he said. "It's a pleasure to meet some real ladies for once." They looked at one another.
"The pleasure's all ours," said Letitia. "Such a change to meet a real gentleman, isn't it, girls?"
Darlene kicked a fishnet leg at a man trying to climb on the cart, causing with a stiletto heel what bromide in your tea is reputed to take several weeks to achieve.
"Too bloody true," she said.
Rincewind leapt from the cart, landed on someone's shoulder, jumped again very briefly onto someone's head. It worked. Provided you kept moving, it really worked. A few hands grabbed him, and one or two cans were thrown, but there were also plenty of cries of, "Good on ya!" and "That's the way!" At last, there was an alley. He jumped down from the last obliging shoulder and changed leg gear, and then found that the best way to describe the alley was as a cul-de-sac. The worst way was as an alley with three or four watchmen in it who ducked in for a smoke. They gave him that look of harassed policemen everywhere, which said that as an unwelcome intruder into their brief smoko, he was definitely going to be guilty of something. And then light dawned in the face of their sergeant.
"That's him."
Out in the street, people started yelling and screaming. These were not the beery shouts of the carnival. People were in real pain out there. They were also pressing in so tightly that there was no way out.
"I can explain everything," said Rincewind, half aware of the growing noise. "Well, most things. Well, some things, certainly. A few things. Look, about this sheep."
Something brilliant passed over his head and landed on the cobbles between him and the guards. It looked rather like a table wearing an evening dress, and it had hundreds of little feet. They were wearing high heels. Rincewind rolled into a ball and put his hands over his head, trying to block his ears until the noise had died away.